Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast. This is where Matt shares all his ideas on how to be happier, more successful, and enjoy life to the fullest. Please go to mattogradycoaching.com and thelivinggratitudebook.com to learn more and receive your free micro coaching session with Matt.
Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast, mattogradycoaching.com. Today, we are circling back to something I don't think I have done a podcast on in a few years, and this is one of my absolute favorites. If you're not used to reading Rumi quotes, I have to tell you, you're missing out. They are spectacular. If you are used to it, then good for you, because they can bring you so much joy, so much beauty, so much inspiration. And I've gotten these from goodreads.com. That's where I'm pulling them from, a bunch of different books on Rumi that people shared. And they're just beautiful. I mean, it's just on this list, there's 2,200 different Rumi quotes. And if you don't know who Rumi is, he's a 12th century Persian poet, tremendous human being, clearly pretty enlightened guy, based on his quotes. I mean, just sometimes you read something, I'll speak for myself, sometimes I read something and I feel like a different person in the 10 seconds it took me to read the quote. So hopefully that's what your experience will be here as well. So I'm just going to dive right in. This is going to start with one of the more famous quotes by Rumi. And these are all from his poems. So these aren't like necessarily quotes, and people weren't sitting around, you know, recording conversations he was having. They had lots of journals that they found, and he used to do some of these poems in public places, and people loved them so much they wrote them down. Learning more about Rumi is pretty cool too. He's got an interesting backstory that, you know, you can check out on Wikipedia or similar. So here's the first one. Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you've built against it. It's so deep and so beautiful. And, you know, being a coach, somebody who teaches their clients about inner work, if you will, this is just such a perfect quote, because it's giving us all the power. It's reminding us that all of the potential is within us. So all we have to do, and he says here, merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it, against love. So we don't have to seek it. We don't have to search. We don't have to, you know, desire it. It's right there inside us. What we need to do is to find what's holding us back. The ideas, the beliefs, the paradigms that we're allowing to live within us that are holding us back from feeling that love, whether it's self-love, divine love, or even family, friend love, romantic love, right? So these connections are all there. Once we're free of the barriers, we can receive it all. Our cup will be empty, and now we can receive the love that we seek. It's really so beautiful. So here's another one that I really love. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. When the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to talk about. It's just, once again, so deep and so freaking beautiful. It brings tears of joy to my eyes. I'm feeling it already. I'm on the second quote and I'm already having tears of joy. And it's just such a beautiful idea that there's this space, there's this opportunity where it's not about right and wrong. It's just about freedom, about being and beauty. And when our souls lie down in that grass, the world is too full. There's nothing to say because we're just living it. We're just experiencing it. Oh, so good. So good. And so much better than thinking about right and wrong, right? Black and white, about Democrat and Republican, North and South, left and right. You know, it's just this space that is unified, this space that is completely free and neutral of all opinions and ideas. It's just so great. And I like that right at the beginning, he says, out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing. So yeah, just really beautiful one. Here's the next one that I really like this one too. These are, I know all of these quotes because I've been studying him for 20 something years. Someday I'll tell the story about how I met one of my greatest spiritual teachers and ended up working with him very deeply for over a decade. Was through a Rumi performance that he gave, my teacher, Frank Crescito. I've mentioned him many times on this podcast, and someday I'll probably write a book about him and his teachings. The wound is the place where the light enters you. And what I love so much about this is that it takes our pain and lifts it up on a pedestal. And this thing that we see as that we want to get rid of, that we don't want, that is bad. And he's saying, no, this is where the light enters you. Once again, I got more tears welling up. I got burning eyes as I'm reading these to you because they're just so beautiful, right? Just think about that. Think about in your life, if you could start having the perspective that your pain, your wounds, what you don't like about your life was actually the opportunity for your life. That this is where the light enters you. He was talking about the divine light, wisdom, growth, expansion, beauty, abundance, opportunity. It all lies in our pain. It all lies in what we perceive as wrong. And if we're really honest with ourselves and we look back on our lives, we can see that. We can see how the beautiful flowers of our life often grow in the fertile ground of pain and loss. It's just, it's amazing. Here's another really short one, but so powerful. Stop acting so small. You are the universe in ecstatic motion. What? You know, it's these are so deep. Go down the rabbit hole a bit with these. Stop acting so small. Isn't that something we do often? You know, whether it's getting annoyed by what someone said or, you know, wishing we had something that someone else has, or, you know, whatever petty kind of first world BS we get caught up in, you know? No, stop acting so small. And it's just direct. It's not mean or hurtful. It's just kind of like, stop it. Don't be a baby. Remember, you're the universe in ecstatic motion. You know, that's the potential that we all have, is this ecstasy, you know, this ability of divine joy, of higher living, of being so connected to ourselves and the world and everyone else that we start living life from a higher place. And it just feels so much better. I mean, even if you get a little glimpse of this, a few times a year, it could be life-changing, you know? just to tap into these ideas that he's sharing, I think can really lift us up, because it comes from such a high vibration, such a higher perspective, that when we read it, when we really open our minds and open our hearts and allow this information to land inside us, it can create such a higher state, a more beautiful state, a more comfortable realization, because that's who we really are. You know, what he's talking about, he's inviting us to come down this path to remember who we really are. And that is a really beautiful invitation. Here's another great one. As a coach, this is just so perfect. Yesterday, I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today, I am wise, so I am changing myself. Ho, 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 ho! Yeah, this is just, oh, come on. This is so beautiful. So great. Yesterday, I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today, I am wise, so I'm changing myself. You know, because that's the key. If we go through life wanting the external to change, you're going to be waiting a long time. Trust me. It's coming from somebody who really wanted the world to change for a lot of years. And then when I started changing myself, that's when my life changed. You know, as Wayne Dyer says, you know, when we change the way we look at things, the things we're looking at change, right? It's just so true. So what's more full of wisdom, right, is not wanting the external to change, but realizing that all we have to do is change ourselves, and that's what we should want, because we have command and control over our own thoughts, which lead to our emotions, which leads to what our life looks like and feels like every day. So, you know, come on. It's really good. It's really good. Here's another one. It's super. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 words. Ready? What you seek is seeking you. You know, for all of us who fell in love with The Secret all those years ago and different law of attraction teachings and Abraham Hicks, this is just so direct. What you seek is seeking you, right? It's a higher perspective. You know, we often think, oh, this is what I want. I'm going after this. I've set the goal for that. Well, what if we look at it differently? We just relax, trust, have faith that what you desire also desires you. Come on. That is some good stuff right there. And these just continue. I mean, I could do this for hours and hours. Don't grieve. Anything you lose comes round in another form. Just beautiful, right? We can just completely give up loss. Imagine that. Imagine just no longer seeing anything we lose as a negative, and just trusting that whatever we lost will come around in another form. It's just so simple. So simple, so beautiful, so zen, right? Here's a bit of a longer one. The minute I heard my first love story, I started looking for you, not knowing how blind I was. Lovers don't finally meet somewhere. They're in each other all along. Chills. I just got chills. Because that is... that is something, huh? You know, if we believe that, lovers don't finally meet somewhere. They're in each other all along. That is a beautiful, beautiful thought. right? This idea that we're so connected, especially to the people that we're in relationship with, that we're in love with. And it doesn't have to be just romantic love, right? It could be family and friends, because we love them too, right? Yeah, this guy, I mean, if you don't know Rumi, I'm so glad that you do now. And if you love Rumi, then you're just loving this already, right? Because there's just winning here. There's no losing, because every word, every line is just packed full of power. Okay, here's the next one. Dance when you're broken open. Dance if you've torn the bandage off. Dance in the middle of the fighting. Dance in your blood. Dance when you're perfectly free. I'm not even going to say anything about that one. It's just, that can just stand on its own. Don't be satisfied with stories of others, how things have gone with others. Unfold your own myth. And I love that. I love that, right? Yeah, we can gain wisdom and we can learn from others, but ultimately, it's all about our own lives, right? So important not to get caught up in Netflix or Hulu or whatever it is you watch, HBO, and books and fiction and dramas on the news and celebrity stuff, or, you know, even, you know, drama and rumors and, you know, stuff in our friends and family's lives. You know, what about your life? What's happening in your life? What about that story? That's one of the things I work with my coaching clients a lot, is just to pull back our energy from all of that stuff and to start channeling it into us. Our lives are what matter the most, not what's happening in movies and TV shows and Netflix and, you know, whatever, drama, celebrity stuff. Like, I've always been so confused, like, people so in love with, you know, like the British royal family. I've just, you know, forever I can remember being a little kid and hearing, like, my grandma talk about it. And I'm like, what? Who cares? I mean, even as a little kid, I was just like, I don't know. I don't really care about them. I don't know about them. I just don't. And I've always kind of felt that way about celebrities in general. Like, you know, they're just people too. So they're famous. So what? What about your life? Who cares about their life? What about your life? That's what I want to help you with. That's what I think is just, you know, such a huge opportunity, is to pull back all the energy into fiction stories and movies and TV shows and stuff on the news and all that BS, and just going inside. How do you feel about your own life? What do you want to be better, you know, for your own life? So important. There's so many. I'm just going to read a couple more. I got to wrap this up. You were born with wings. Why do you prefer to crawl through life? Pregnant pause there, right? Why do we prefer to crawl through life? It doesn't make any sense. We've got wings. Fly. Come on, spread those wings and jump off the cliff. These are my quotes, not Rumi's. Here's another one. I'm just going to do two more, and then that's it. Forget safety. Live where you fear to live. Destroy your reputation. Be notorious. Forget safety. You know, and we all know that, like, what we're most afraid of is where the biggest opportunities lie for us, right? Destroy your reputation. I love that one. Because it's saying, you know, forget about the, you know, the self picture. The teacher Frank that I was talking about before used to talk about this idea that we have of what we think other people think of us. That's our self-picture. And it's all just a fiction. We don't know what other people really think. Even if they tell us, even if they act a certain way, and then we just kind of guess that we know what they're thinking, you know? What if they're lying to us? Has anybody ever lied to you before? You know, of course. Everybody's been lied to. And it's not a big deal. It's just, you know, don't get so caught up in it. Forget it. Be notorious. Go for what you want. Okay. This is what I'm going to stop, because this one's so beautiful. I'm not even going to say anything about it. I'm just going to read it, and then I'm going to say sayonara. Knock, and he will open the door. Vanish, and he'll make you shine like the sun. Fall, and he'll raise you to the heavens. Become nothing, and he will turn you into everything. That's the drop the mic moment right there. Good God. Well, thank you for listening. I really enjoyed recording this for you. Thank you for listening, sincerely, from the bottom of my heart. All of you, for all around the world that reach out to me, thank you so much for supporting me and this mission to help as many people as I can in this life through my podcast, my books, my coaching. Thank you. Matt O'Grady Coaching.com.